In its first competitive action since the pandemic, Powell River Otago Rugby Club dropped a 33-14 decision to Nanaimo Hornets in exhibition competition at Cranberry Field on November 5. Otago coach Jack Beardmore, who served as the referee during the contest, said that at the start of the game, Otago had the advantage in play. "We took it to them," said Beardmore. "For the first 15 minutes, Otago was definitely the better team until some new player mistakes were made." Beardmore said Nanaimo brought a much more experienced team, with some first division players in the ranks. "Nanaimo started to set the plays off them. That really turned the tide a bit," said Beardmore. "All in all, the game was phenomenal. In the second half, Nanaimo opened it up and took it away from us and scored two quick tries on us. It didn't demoralize our guys, but it hurt them." Beardmore said after the two rapid scores, Otago started coming back and scored a second try. He said the team was intent on getting over the try line and he counted seven phases of ball before they scored. He said three of the young, new players were instrumental in the score, taking the hard hits to advance the ball. "That was impressive. I was very happy with that," said Beardmore. "I thought, in the second half, our backs started to feel the hard hits from those first division guys and that takes its toll, but all in all, I thought the game was very well played by both teams and I'm happy. This was a real learning experience for our team. It's our first game in 4 years." Beardmore said for this exhibition match, three of the Otago players played their first game. "It was a great experience for everybody and it was a beautiful day to be on the pitch," said Beardmore. "It was a perfect rugby day." Beardmore said Otago is hoping to build on this game and line up some more exhibition matches later this season. Otago is not currently competing in league play. "I've already talked to Comox and they are pumped about coming," said Beardmore. "We want to do a home and home with them and we will definitely be doing a trip to Nanaimo. I've already told Nanaimo that we'll be there in the spring to return this game. I see at least three more games this season." Otago continues to practice twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, at 5 p.m. at Cranberry Field. Beardmore said everyone is welcome, male or female. "Currently, there are six female players who regularly attend practice, along with the male players.